Hi, I'm Charlotte, and welcome to Married Single Divorced. I'm here with my besties.
Hi, I'm Larissa, and I'm married.
And I'm Fern, happily divorced.
And by elimination, that makes me your single girl. We're bringing the group chat online and showing you behind the scenes of our very different lives.
We're confessing intimate thoughts, making jokes at our own expense, and proving life isn't all glossy Instagram feeds.
Our goal? To show the messy, funny, unfiltered side of marriage, motherhood, dating, and everything in between.
Coming up this week.
So I'm holding this down. I'm really trying to shove it back on.
I got ghosted this week.
Oh, no.
Do you try to communicate in his love language for him?
We're so funny.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Back.
We survived episode one. You know, all our new followers.
If you guys made it through that and have come back for episode two, like 10 out of 10 to you guys.
Thank you.
And let us know.
Yeah.
That seems very main character energy. Not coming from me either, for once.
So, let's catch up.
Yeah, let's catch up on the week. What's people got to tell us?
I have a great story.
Oh, go on then. Do you tell?
You know, Miss Calm and Steady. Plodding along, no highs, no lows.
Yeah.
Get a text. United Utilities. Just to let you know, there's probably a leak in your toilet system. You seem to be using more water than normal in a constant stream. It knew a lot about my house for a weird text.
Wow, it gave you all that information?
Yeah.
Whoa, it told you it was in the toilet?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Check it out. Sure enough, toilet system. I now know what is called the inlet valve. Was just continually going. Not full pelt, but... little trickle.
Yeah.
Okay. So I couldn't hear it because it wasn't dripping. It was just continuous. And then it was just going down the overflow. I'm an independent woman. Mm. I don't need no man. I'll get my YouTube videos out.
Amazing.
Right. So on YouTube. Now.
I think this might have been like, I would have a look at it. Oh, how can it be? I can fix anything.
Step number one. Any ideas?
Take the lid off the
loo. Stop cock. Turn off your water.
Right. Turn your water off. Turn your water off.
As I said, I can do anything.
I couldn't find the stopcock. I don't know where my mains water tap is. All right. Probably don't need that step, thought me.
Oh, no.
So, up that goes. Inlet valve. Probably a YouTube video told me it's probably a dodgy seal. Now, they cost about £2 or something. You can order them online. But I was like, maybe if I just give it a clean, maybe it's got a bit of dirt in there. And that's what's not stopping it. Give this thing a big turn. Big turn. Water's gushing.
So
the cistern lid's off.
Okay.
It's coming out. So it's not dirty toilet water.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a lot of water coming up.
Oh, my God.
So this is
after work you've decided to do this?
Oh, after I've put the kids to bed.
Okay.
9, 10 o'clock night. Like, you know, we're not having a good time. So I'm like, God, I've just got to get that back on and screw it back on.
Yeah.
It ain't going back on. Like, this thing's twisted. It is
like, how big's the thing? Like, the top of a Coke bottle? Like, what am I picturing?
A little bit smaller than that. Like, just smaller. Thin can.
Yeah.
So I'm holding this down. I'm really trying to shove it back on. Sometimes it squirts up and like over. So I've now grabbed towels. We've got that all going
the
on around.
The water is on the floor in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. It's coming out and over. I then managed to shove it on enough that it's still coming out, but it's not coming over the top of the cistern. It's just really flooding in the cistern. Like, it's gushing down the overflow pipe. Like, I can hear it trickling, like, not trickling in the toilet, flowing into the toilet.
Oh, right, okay. So if it's going
There's
down
a
the
lot
overflow
of water currently. Yeah. And that's only with me holding it. I have a really bruised finger from pushing down so hard. Of like, you know, when you peel your nail better back a bit. Littlest kid. I mean, she's 9, but comes in, she's like, you okay? I was like, no. Put your fingers on this. So I ran back downstairs trying to find the stopcock again. Can't, but there's a tap in my kitchen.
I was like, your stopcock must be that tap in the kitchen.
It's like painted short. I don't know if it is, but work. Anyway, I text my next door neighbour. I'm semi-detached. So I'm like, theirs must be in the same place as mine. Text her, lovely. She's like, oh my God, no. Like, do you want us to come round, her and her husband? Aww. I was like, yeah, the door's open. I'm back upstairs because littlest kid's going, it hurts my fingers. I'm like, I know.
Oh my God. I love the fact that you like were just like, yes, I need your help. Like,
yeah.
Because there's so many times I feel like you'd be like, no, I'm fine.
I'll deal with it.
it's fine. I'm but cool. I need help.
Like, do you know when you just panic? I'm like, I don't know how to fix this. Oh. Anyway, they're pulling stuff out of my cupboards, trying to find it. It's not in the same place that theirs. It's in their house. They're really trying to help, but we just can't find this tap. I'm on the phone to plumbers. Well, one company that was like, all right, okay. Would you say it's urgent?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't want to stay here all night.
Yeah, no. Water's pissing out my toilet. So, yeah, it's urgent.
Like, do I sound calm?
No, it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm ringing a plumber. Like, yeah. It's of course, do it's think urgent.
It could, like, no, I can't. Anyway, it's like, right, well, we'll contact the local office and someone will get back to you.
Oh, God.
No. You're too calm for me. Like, put the phone down. I think I give it about a minute and I'm like, he ain't calling me back, or like, I can't wait for that to call me back. So next on the list from Google, I'm like,
what
right,
do you type
okay.
in, like, emergency plumber, like, here's me, I'm like,
oh yeah, I think so, late night plumber, I don't know. I feel like I'm doing a dodgy booty
call. Like,
so next one, really lovely on the phone, it was like, yeah, right, okay, £69 call out charge, be there half an hour to an hour. I was like, I mean, not ideal, I'd love 10 minutes, but better than what I had before. And at this point, I've given all my details and this person's coming. I don't feel like I can ring somewhere else.
Yeah.
I've managed to shove this thing back on enough that, don't get me wrong, like, I can now let go of it, but it's still like it's overflowing.
Oh, right.
One false move and it could pop up. And
so, like, between the plumber coming, are you just sat with your finger on this?
So I'm just sat looking at it, thinking it might explode at any moment. Like, it's still overflowing, but not onto the floor, just down the overflow pipe, but like, at a hefty rate. I'm thinking about my water meter
Where
as well
were your
at
neighbors?
This point. They'd given up. They tried. Okay. Like, there was nothing else they could do. And
yeah,
they'd come around. And I was so thankful just for that little bit of company for a while, and like, that I wasn't being stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I was very stupid to touch it, but I wasn't being stupid. Not being able to find the water stop tap.
Yeah.
Plumber turns up. So thankful that this guy is finally here, like this saviour in my eyes. And he gets up the stairs, like, oh, I can hear it. I'm like,
I know.
Oh, yeah, welcome.
It's just hissing.
So we see the problem. We hear the problem. And he just turns around and goes, did they explain the cost? I was like, yeah, they did. £69. Then you'll let me know, like, any parts or, like,
yeah, well, I'm angry.
It's a leak. So it's £349. Because it's a find and fix. I'm like, no, there's no finding. We found. I found.
I've created. You don't need to find nothing.
Yeah. So at this point, I can pay £69 and he can leave and there's still water gushing. Or at the minute, what are we up to? 400 and some at 69 plus the 349 to find and fix. And he's going to fix it, apparently. I was like,
you bloody better add.
Oh, don't forget. Plus VAT.
What? Who quotes without VAT unless you're in the business world? Like,
he's at a local residential house at 10 o'clock at night. Me in my pyjamas. No, I was still in my yoga clothes, I think. But yeah, stood in my bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
And he thought, oh, yeah, obviously.
Plus VAT. Of course. Well, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, give me like a description of the plumber.
I know, old, I was going to.
Young. I'm picturing,
I want to
like,
say
blue,
like our age or younger.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe he's in his 20s. Small van. I was picturing a bigger van. Don't know why I wanted a bigger van, but he was in a, you know, like a slightly smaller van.
For that price, I want a big van.
Well, I want all the parts to be in there for him to fix it.
He didn't turn up on his bike or something.
Yeah, I'd have been really worried then. Genuinely really nice, but just quoted this really high figure. And we were kind of just looking at each other for a bit. And I was like, well, you're here and that's a problem. So I guess. Like, I was like, but we don't need the find bit because we found. He was like, yeah, it's that price because, you know, I might have to go under floorboards or up in the attic or whatever. I'm like, no.
Did you manage to negotiate the find off?
God. No, just kept looking at me until I was like, right, fix it. Is it another hour? Is it another 2 hours? That company still haven't called me back.
Oh, yeah, forgot you've already been
They've not even called back. So I'm like, did I just look out on this one? Does anyone else even turn up? Don't know. So he fixes it, brings his massive machine in because he has to take the whole cistern off the wall. His mate has to come and give him the part because obviously his little van, he didn't have the part
the
for
tiny,
my toilet.
The tiny part.
Oh, that's the bit I pulled off.
Oh.
But it's replacing that. Because remember, we want to fix the initial tiny leak.
Oh, that you made huge.
That I made really bad.
Oh, you've also kind of got to like admit to the plumber that like you've the
oh,
one
Oh, I said
that's...
that. I was like, no, there was a problem. It was a little leak. I've checked the problem. Thought, I can have a go. But obviously the first thing he does, once I've agreed to this outrageous price, it goes outside to the mains on the street. Like, I've got like this little plastic pop the lid. Yes. He was like, oh yeah, you just need a flathead screwdriver, just pop that, I'll show you, here it is, look. Turned up. I was like,
okay, when you say it's on the streets, on the pavement, or in your, oh my gosh,
so anyone can come and turn my water off.
Well, now you've told them.
I know. Mm.
Disclose where you live.
Secret. Anyway, he fixes it. He gets his part. His mate drops it off. Part was £20. I was like, that's the most reasonable thing I've heard all night.
Yeah.
Plus that.
Piss off with the bat.
Oh my God.
It did me a solid. It did me a little discount, but it wasn't much. It was still totaling £480.
Oh my God.
For a little trickle that I tried to fix. Anyway, I feel like I've taken half the episode with my story, but...
I was waiting for you to say, and he asked me out on a date.
Oh, he did give me his number.
Because
obviously I called a company and he was a bit like, take my number, call me next time.
That's why I was
pretending it was sexy. It wasn't.
That's like why I was like, God, give me a description of the plumber. Like, am I picturing like...
a sexy
cool
plumber.
Tradie, or am I picturing like middle-aged 50 man with like blue overalls?
No, like, young guy, really friendly.
Got a date lined up?
No.
Oh.
Doon, doon, doon. Yeah, him and his big sucky machine that he turns on.
If you do want a date line, I don't know. Like,
he woke the kids up. Because obviously he couldn't flush the toilet, turn the water off, flush the toilet, but there's still that bit at the bottom, so he had to get his machine to fully empty it.
Like a wet vac.
Yes.
Okay.
What an eventful.
That was my Wednesday night.
That does remind me of the time that I thought I could change a light fitting. Though
my electrics probably will mess with that, but see me just
I believe I can do anything.
I'll
put a light fitting up, follow the instructions, dink, on every other light on that ring. So in the upstairs house went off when I put the bedroom light on.
Turns what were you doing, just changing a bulb?
Not the bulb, like the actual light fitting, like bit on the ceiling. Let it go a week, finally got the electrician around. He just said, like, I can't believe you haven't blown the house up, like you've nearly short-circuited the entire house. I was like, I followed the instructions. Maybe they shouldn't put electric instructions in black and white because the colours matter. Like, piss off. But yeah, since then I've never touched electrics.
No.
You might have put me off plumbing.
And gas is just dangerous, so don't do that.
Like,
never messing with a gas pipe.
I mean, at least there's no poo involved in that
I'm glad it was the top end of the toilet, absolutely.
Yeah, not the bottom.
Because at one point I was trying to fiddle under the toilet thinking, is there like a valve here that I can turn off? And then I was scared I'm going to pull the pipe off. I was like, just stop.
No.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah.
What a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, anyway, anyone else been up to anything?
My mind's gone blank after all. I'm literally like, what have I been up to? Oh. I got ghosted this week.
Oh, no.
So, you know, being the single girl, put myself out there on the apps because that's where people are telling us we're meeting people.
Mm. Yeah.
There's messaging, there's back and forth. And maybe playing the numbers game a little bit, like, because I feel like the success rate is low. Yeah. Maybe that's me.
Yeah, yeah. Who instigated this?
Matched with the guy. I think he might have messaged first. And there was like a little bit of back and forth. And then I think I was like, I'm not here for a pen pal.
Straight to the
so
point.
True.
Well, people are happy to message like back and forth. And I'm like,
for weeks.
Like,
weeks.
I don't know
anything.
Are you
actually ever going to ask me out? Or are we just, maybe I just like.
Dominant energy.
Yes.
Yeah,
good
like,
way of putting
take
it.
Take the lead a little bit.
And how are you finding it? Well, I'm still here. So.
What a shit question.
Oh, yeah. Like,
who asks that?
How are you finding the apps? Well, I'm still here. People just have this chit chat and never actually bite the bullet and see if you want to get a drink. I'm not saying like I want a big, huge date, but like, let's grab a coffee. I'm a pretty sociable person. I'm easy to get along with. I will tell pretty quickly if I get along with you.
Yeah.
If I want more from this. Like, it can be a cup of coffee. Anyway, the guy, I was like, yeah, I'm not here for a pen pal, blah, blah, blah. He's like, all right, let's put a date in the diary then. And I was like, I've got a really busy weekend, but like, how about next week? Yeah, Wednesday works. Do you want to do food? I was like, would love to. I thought this was quite full on, really. Considering
yeah,
I don't
that's
know
terrifying
him.
To me.
But like, he recommended a restaurant I want to try. So I was like, come on, like, here we go. Here's my opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, looking forward to it.
Had he booked the restaurant?
I don't know. So this is maybe Friday? Because I was out all weekend. I was out Friday night, Saturday night.
On all your other dates?
No. I'm trying to think what I was even up to.
Dancing, no doubt.
No, I think I was seeing you guys on the Saturday.
What? We didn't meet on a Saturday.
How rude.
Well, I saw the salsa girls. Never mind. Another story, another day. It's all come flooding back. So I was like, oh yeah, I've got a busy weekend, but yeah, we'll catch up. So this is Friday. I think he texts on the Saturday night being like, sorry, busy day. I'm like, fine.
I don't need constant contact.
No, like, and I think that comes back to like my communication style, but like, we'll park that. He's like, how's your day going? And I was like, well, I've been at work all day, work in hospitality. I was out last night. I'm out tonight. Like, I'm busy. Like, how's things with you? Then he messaged being like, oh, do you want to do a drink before dinner? And I was like, being someone that's trying to not drink as much at the moment, I was like, oh, let's do dinner and maybe like a drink afterwards. We are also meeting at 7 o'clock. And I think like a drink.
What are you thinking? A drink means earlier than that. And then yeah, that's a bit early.
And then I'm like, oh, then it's my tea and I want to. I can make conversation, but this is getting a long time. Like, I'm not sure how I feel about you at the moment. So there was like little snippets of catching up. And I don't think I really spoke to him from Sunday. We were planned to go for dinner on the Wednesday. So I think on the Wednesday morning, I thought, oh, I've not heard anything. I'll just check in.
So did he maybe already think you'd ghosted him?
No, I was the last one to answer the message.
Oh, right.
I was
okay,
the last one to message. Okay.
Was there a question?
I knew you were going to say that. Like, admittedly, it
was my last message. Okay.
KK, full stop. Full stop. Do not text back. TV, no TV. Was it TV? Yeah, text back. Yeah. No, NTV. Yeah. Guaranteed, like, I wasn't overly making conversation. But yeah, I checked in on the Wednesday morning, being like, hey, we still on for tonight? Nothing. Nada.
That's just a bit rude, though. Like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with just... Sorry,
I'm an adult.
Not feeling it.
You are rejecting me. Oh, be a man about it.
My over-anxious mind would go mental. And I'd want to send a message being like, you beep, beep. Oh, I'd be so angry.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, were you that bothered?
I mean, I wasn't overly excited by the whole prospect of it. But, you know,
still not a nice feeling.
No. No, like, and I am a bit, like, it's not like I'm losing sleep over it, but... You know, you're trying to put yourself back out there and that this is what you're facing all the time. Like that and...
You either get a pen pal, someone that wants to speak to you all the time, which I don't mind if I know that person, but how hard to... Like, do I really want a text every morning? Hey, how's your day?
No.
What are you up to today? Well, I don't know. Well, I do know what I'm doing, but do you need to know? Like, you don't know me. I don't know you.
It takes a lot of energy.
It does. Yeah. And I think that might be the first time... Bingos. Well, not really, but like,
I feel like plans people just unmatch, don't they, on apps?
Yeah, like, I don't even know. I've not been really back on the apps since. Not that that's majorly put me off, but you know, when you're just like, oh, God.
It's an effort, isn't it?
Yeah, and like, sometimes I'm in the right frame of mind to go on. Like, I quite enjoy it, but yeah, got ghosted this week. So didn't have my dinner at the place I really wanted to try.
Oh, well, I'll take you out. Should we all go out?
I was just going to say. Yeah.
Sod it.
Girl dates well better than boy dates.
Yeah. Been ghosted. Go on, Larissa, tell us about your week then. Can you compete with being ghosted and a plumber?
No.
Late night call.
Late night
plumber.
Late night plumber call. My week has consisted of the summer I turned pretty.
I keep hearing about that. I've watched
a lot of crap TV.
I didn't know what we were talking about. I haven't
heard of this.
A TV program.
Right. It's on Amazon and I don't have that.
It's on Amazon Prime.
On Spawn.
And...
unless we want the sponsorship.
Oh, yeah. Go on then. Give us our mics for free, Amazon. I feel bad after those kind of slightly less fun weekly catch-ups, but I've had quite a nice wholesome week.
Good. Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I went to the RHS.
Beautiful.
With the kids. The weather was... It was like a real... Lovely autumn day.
Almost hitting autumn, but still sunny.
Yes.
I love those days.
Yes.
Yeah. The other morning it felt like cold, but the sun was shining.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Tuesday.
I was off.
Yeah, I love it.
It was a great day.
It was a really nice day. And I was like, oh. You know when you just think, I'm doing something right here?
Yeah.
It felt really wholesome.
Oh, love that.
And it was just a very, it was a nice day. And then just a kind of non-eventful week for me, which is rare.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the theme for the day? Oh, we were talking about love languages the other day.
Which...
We were.
Well, I was a bit new to this, so anyone else that doesn't know what love languages are, how many are there?
I think we saw that there's five.
Yeah, five love languages.
Oh, now I feel like, where's my phone? It's
acts of service, quality time.
Words of affirmation.
Physical touch, and like to give or
gifting.
Gift?
Is it getting gifts or receiving gifts?
Well,
that's the same thing I've just said. Is it like that you give gifts? But I guess... Okay, so your love language would be someone giving you a gift and that speaking to you.
I think
that's what it is.
But. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But then some people like to give gifts, so is that...
But is that how they speak to the other person almost?
Okay, yeah.
That would only be appreciated if that person's love language was to receive gifts. Mm. As much as you get a kick out of it, it's not necessarily your love language. You're trying to show love to that person.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, anyway, gifts of some description. Or gift stuff. Don't come for us if we're wrong.
So, because I didn't know much about it, obviously went away, did a little quizzy quiz.
Okay.
Now, I think I've come to a realisation that having not been in a relationship for 8 years, I think I was answering it very hypothetically. So it ended up being that the top one on my list was...
Oh, should we disclose that?
Oh.
Because I was thinking, do we guess everyone's love language?
Okay, go on.
Okay. Well, let me just finish that then. I think now what it gave as my top, I don't actually think is my top.
Oh.
Because now having thought back to being in relationships and picturing me, as opposed to I was answering it, what would I want someone to come and add to my life now? But that's hypothetical because really,
I don't know how much to say. Earlier in the week.
Exactly, right. Okay, so at the minute, my love language is you can fix that toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to pay you £500.
Yeah.
Plus VAT. Is that
acts of service then? I don't know.
Having known me
in relationships, in a marriage, relationships before that, I was a very relationship-y person until...
The way you talk about wanting a relationship now, you
as
talk...
don't necessarily want one.
But if you talk about wanting someone to add value to your life,
yes,
I think it is almost different. Like, I don't know what your love language would be, but if I was to really think about it and describe you, I would say like yours is physical touch.
So that's just thinking about me previously in relationships.
Yeah, like I would say you're like quite a passionate person.
Ooh.
Like I don't know if that's the wrong thing to say, but
no, I like it.
You know, I think about, like, your wedding. Like,
yes. A lot of PDA.
That's PDA?
Yeah, public display.
Yeah, you know, not afraid. I even think of, like, nights out before you were married.
Yes.
Yeah. I would have said you were, like, a physical touch person.
Okay, yeah.
Which I don't think you would describe yourself as.
I think that's where I got to. So, in this quiz... I was thinking, what can someone add to my life? What would I like someone to do? So this quiz was like 50 questions. I don't know. I did one that was 10 and I didn't like that one. I felt like it didn't get to know me. But this one was a lot of questions and it was just two statements. And you had to pick the one that you preferred.
Okay.
But I feel like I'd looked at what the love languages were. So I was almost picking the one that I thought I wanted as opposed to truly answering them. And honestly, like, someone to add value to my life. I'm like, oh, someone just take the bins out for me once. Someone to go and see to that dripping toilet. You know, so I thought it was going to be acts of service.
Yeah.
But if I actually think back to what made me feel good when I was in a relationship, I think I'm probably more, I think that it'd still be high up there. Like, I'm not a gift receiver. I find it a bit awkward and I don't know, particularly like the more expensive a gift is. I'm like,
what do you want?
Not even that. I just feel like, oh my God, I feel really bad for you spending that money on me. And maybe that's to do with me and my feeling of my own self-worth. I don't know. That's a deep one to go into. But yeah, gifts is not my bag.
Oh no.
So that's really low down my list. But funnily enough, physical touch was as low as gifts on that thing. But I think it was because I just wasn't considering it because it's not been a part of my life for so long.
So it made me think about it. Imagine you were in a relationship without that.
That's not a relationship.
No,
that's me and you.
Yeah,
it's me and you.
Like, I can come over and put your bins out if you need. Like, can make you a cup of tea. Like,
Yes. So I think in reality, those would be my top two. Would be. I do think someone that could just lighten the load. But I think if it was just someone that kind of came and tried to, I don't want to say take over, but kept doing things for me, I'd be a bit like, I'm quite independent. I can do these things.
Mm.
What I need from you is to feel feminine, to feel like that I don't have to be in charge all the time and take all the responsibility. And so I think those two are my top two.
Physical touch
and access to service. Right, should we guess who we're guessing now?
You can guess me if you want. I think mine's really obvious, but I don't know if that's because like I know what mine is. So considering they are physical touch, acts of service, quality time, gifts, and words of affirmation.
You're not a gift. You're not a gift person. Like, because in your family, you don't even really do like birthdays big or Christmas big. No. It's just not a thing that happens in your.
Like, I'm also people are always like, "What did you get for Christmas?" I'm like,
"Is that a thing?"
Like. They're like, what? That's it? I'm like, yeah. I'm an adult. If I want something, I can buy it. Like, and people are like, what do you want for a present? I'm like, I don't know. Get me something I didn't know I wanted. They were like, what?
Oh, that's quite hard.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, no, I'm more like practical. Yeah. I literally would rather be like,
here's an air fryer.
Yeah. Oh, genuinely. I know people get really offended by like appliances, but I'm like, it's something that I do want, but I wouldn't necessarily buy for myself.
Yeah. I'm like that with the SodaStream at the moment.
Well, I got one last birthday.
Someone please buy it for me because I know... Like, I love sparkly water, but, God, can't be bothered just even going to the shop to get it.
Well, you have to go to the shop to get your canisters.
But I was going to say, maybe then that's acts of service.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, let's... Right, so you're going acts of service.
Well, I was thinking, no, not physical and not gifts. And then it was a toss-up between quality time and acts of service for me. But, I mean...
To nominate for me.
Yes. I think quality time is ringing out. I think you, like... When you're talking communication styles, like, you're not a texter. Texting is to arrange to get together.
Yeah.
You're very much a driver for, like, this get-together, for other get-togethers, for, you know, like,
yeah, like
you're
I'm
at the forefront
the diary
of, like,
one.
Let's get a date, let's get it in, let's meet up, let's be together. It doesn't have to be big plans. Like, you're not like, oh, let's book this and do that. It's just...
No, I just want to come and sit on your couch, maybe fall asleep, eat your food and have a cup of tea with you. Like,
sure, you don't have to talk to me.
Like... I'll probably bring my own food, like, as long as I can hang out with you.
But are we thinking of Charlotte in a friendship context?
Okay, so this is in friendship.
Okay.
But when it comes to a relationship, I don't know. I do think maybe this is just because obviously now I've realised it's my love language. I do think physical touch has to be up there. I think there has to be some sort of differentiation between
I don't know if that's because like
friendship and a relationship.
I have amazing friends, though. Like, not everyone has these friendships that we have. That's what made me question when I said to you, but could you be in a relationship? I mean, we're talking love languages. Who's to define whether it's, like, with a partner or a friend anyway? Mm. But, like, could you be in a relationship that wasn't physical? No, because that's my friend.
I was going to say, yes, with a friend.
Yeah. Otherwise, where is the differentiation?
Equally, like, I would love to live with another adult as a friend. You can move in any day. Any of you. Come and move in. Like, I don't get sick of being around people, really.
No,
I don't
either.
Crave my own time. Like, but maybe that's because I have a lot of it. But yeah, I'd quite happily have heard of, like, stories of women having, like, not kids together. They've had their own kids and then, like, broken up from their partners. And then, like, they've chose to live in a house together. Like, very amicable. It's not anything sexual at all. But it's, they're just like, actually, that's the biggest support I've ever had. It's just living with my friend.
Well, I don't know if it's just women that we get each other. Like, I think about when we went on holiday in summer, the washing machine beeped. I went and got the washing. Like, I come outside to hang it on the maiden and Fern had already folded it. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's just like to be like...
isn't it?
So that's almost like an act of service, though. But I don't know. I think I would define myself really as quality time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that becomes a bit needy.
But that's also okay.
You know, it's one of these. I say I heard it somewhere. I've definitely been scrolling. I'm scrolling on Instagram or TikTok. It's where I've heard these things, watched these things, read them if I'm trying to be really intellectual at work. Oh, I read this thing the other night.
He's fucking reading like that. What, in the Daily Mail? Like, you know, really legit source.
What were we just saying?
Living together.
Oh, needy. I said needy. That it shouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like... Why
I
is,
want to spend
is,
time
why is,
with you.
Yeah. Why is wanting something from someone, why is it now needy and why is that a negative thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think you should own your feelings. Like, if you feel you need something without being, you know, necessarily needy as the connotations, but if that is needing words of affirmation, if that is needing physical gifts, physical touch, like that's what you need. So it's fine. Yeah. Like I don't really understand.
Is needy come from people whose love languages don't match?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or something that they can't give.
Oh,
you
awkward.
Know, if I need...
what? I'm just thinking about mine. I'm like, oh.
Oh, wow.
Go
oh,
on then.
I don't know.
Deep dive into oh, no. you.
I just know that mine and my husband's love languages aren't the same.
It doesn't have to be that you have the same love language, but almost you have to speak each other's, I think.
You have to be able to... Willing to try to communicate in someone else's style.
Yes.
Yeah. Like if yours is gifts and his is words of affirmation, well, he has to speak in gifts and you have to... be able to affirm, like, so you don't have to have the same one, but being able to speak each other's languages is useful. Anyway, what do we think Larissa is?
I don't know. You seem on edge. Own your feelings. You've just told me. Don't be ashamed. I want to say, knowing Larissa so long, I always thought you would have been like a gifts person. Maybe I don't know why I get this, but I just feel like as a kid, like, you gave good birthday presents. That sounds stupid.
Well done, like, Larissa's mum.
I just remember because she gave me a really cool bubble watch once, and I was like, yeah, this is cool.
For me, having never, because just not in my family, like, bought a designer item, like, coming to yours, and I was like, oh my God, they've got, like, a cupboard full of bags in, like, dust bags. So there was this thing of, like, I don't want to say, like, it has to be really expensive, but there was just this feeling of your pride, like, some of the pride comes with some really nice items. But I don't know if that's you anymore or that was you in your
almost
childhood,
like, absorbing
household.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I still love giving gifts. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like...
You're a thoughtful gift giver, that's why.
Yeah, I really like kind of taking in people's interests and, like, whether it's buying a book or... You know, there can be really small things. And in the past, people have been like, I can't believe you remembered we had that conversation like 6 months ago. And I was like, yeah. And I'll remember it and then think, this will be a lovely, like, full circle moment and buy a gift. So I definitely I enjoy buying gifts. But it's funny because I find receiving gifts so awkward.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all the same on that then.
Oh yeah.
It's when people make you open them in front of them.
Oh, like, the best thing you can give me with a gift usually is the gift receipt.
Like,
I'm like, what a relief they haven't pulled the label off. What, like, and that sounds so ungrateful.
No, but it's a way of, like, I'd rather go and get something then that I will wear.
Yeah.
Than me just put that in a drawer and it be a waste.
Oh, well, my husband went through a spate of buying personalised jewellery.
Personalised?
As in engraved on. And okay. I was like, well, this can't be taken back.
Oh, no. Did he get you an engraved iPod when they were a vibe? I can feel like that would be his vibe.
I got that for him. I got that for him.
That's how long you guys have been together, like, you buy an engraved iPod.
Oh, yeah. 1 year. My dad clearly did not know what to get my mom. And he must have gone on an Amazon spree, and there was, like, a glass rose and, like, a little silk pillow with some awful words on it. My mum didn't even pretend. She's just like, what's wrong with you?
Are we thinking live, love, laugh sign?
Oh, yeah, just, like, gushy words of, like,
oh, that's
adoration.
Not your dad either.
No, like, it's not them. It's not. No,
and book a holiday, like, and be done with it.
Awful.
But
right,
so you like giving it.
I would say as well, if we're going back to what we actually think it is, obviously talking about you, and again, it's like, what would you appreciate now in your life? Someone to just take some of the weight off you.
Yeah.
Mm.
A break.
Yeah. Last week, your nails, you know, just an hour, just something that's a bit of you. So is that acts of service? Is that quality time? I don't know where that falls into.
There's a blurred line.
Yeah. I do think it's hard to just...
And you want a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Always.
Which then poses the question, is your love language just what you feel you're lacking at this moment in time? Like,
this is awkward as the only one in a relationship.
Like, what I'm lacking in my life, what Charlotte's lacking in her life. Not, like, you know, do I think that someone coming into my life has to just add to it? Well yeah. Like, what am I missing? If you're just going to come in and cause dramas...
I do think they evolve as well. Yeah. I do think mine has changed.
What is your love language then?
So I love words of affirmation. for me, I feel like
you're a queen.
Well, no, I just
slay in the day. No wrong ones.
No, I just feel like, and I think maybe this has come from my relationship, is that I need to know if someone's thinking about me, it's taking the time to write down something or to speak something or to share their thoughts or how they're feeling.
Oh, would you love to like find a little post-it somewhere that just says like...
Oh, it'd be the best.
Really?
A little note.
Just in the fridge.
Yeah.
When you open the fridge door.
Something so you're sweet. Yeah, almost like opening like one of those cards.
Oh yeah, that's
you know the maiden
that.
Yeah,
I'm picturing is it James Blunt?
Yes. Yeah, but just small. I think as well for me, it's the really small things that actually do go a long way in terms of making me feel just brightening my day.
Yeah,
I guess
feel appreciated as well. Like
yeah,
others are thought out of not looking at me.
Yeah, and I will just. I mean, this for me is the worst thing. So my husband knows that words of affirmation are quite high up on my love language list. And I got a text out of the blue a few weeks ago.
Out of the blue from your husband?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
And
not from United Utilities.
No, thank God. And it was a poem. And I started reading it and I was like, who...
What knowing your husband.
I don't think I can only imagine.
And I was reading it and I was like, is this a joke? And I was like, and I could tell. I was
can,
like,
can we have a few lines?
I'll have to find it for another episode. I have my phone, but it was like AI had done a love poem.
Oh, we've got some good AI stories.
Oh, so I you know someone's tone. You know yeah. That. And I was like, you've not written this. And I was like, that is more offensive to me because you've not taken, the whole point is you take the time to stop and think and write down what you're feeling. That could be literally just being like, I'm so stressed out right now and I can't give you the time or the words that I need to be writing or whatever it is. But at least you've thought about that to just send it. I was like, there's no thinking involved in typing into some robot.
ChatGPT, please just send me a lovely poem for my wife.
Yes. And his answer to that was, well, I had to put in the personalised bits.
You had to give him the, give Chatty G the prompts.
Yeah, the prompts, yeah.
Chatty G for me is a woman. Like, I always think she's a she. Like,
she did a rubbish poem. Oh. Don't think a robot knows you.
It does take the personal touch out, I feel.
That's what I feel like that's what I pride myself in, is kind of understanding maybe people's energy or feelings, and then I try and match it or respond to it. So I just find it, I don't think it's offensive when people maybe that don't know you that well do that, but you expect
like on a dating website.
Oh,
got a cracker the other day.
Go on.
It was just a really long list of activities they like doing.
Oh.
I think it described me as the most beautiful, like, I'm going to try and find it.
Please do.
Oh my God. From the moment I saw your smile, something inside me just clicked. It's the kind of smile that gives me butterflies, as if it has its own special magic. There's something about it that feels warm and inviting, and it makes me excited to start this journey together.
What
I'm
journey?
Genuinely looking forward to getting to know you better and seeing where this connection might take us. I like sports, martial arts, video games, computers, eating out, dancing, exploring, cooking, shopping, and especially making people laugh and smile, reading, writing, fishing, music, movies, biking, bowling, hiking. What's your hobby?
Do you know what it's giving?
+1204 blah, 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 blah on WhatsApp.
I was like,
wow, that's a lot of hobbies.
Do you know what vibe it's giving me? You know, like when you did a language at school,
yes.
You had to be like, what are your hobbies?
My hobbies, every word I know, football,
reading. Or tennis.
Yeah, always.
Like, it gives me that vibe of like, how many different things can I name? Like, well, do I know enough vocab in a language?
Maybe English wasn't his first language.
He was just doing his practice oral exam.
I feel like we've strayed from the love
I
language.
I know, yeah.
We did a bit. I mean, I was going to say it's a logical detour, but I don't think it was. But yeah, no, I personally found the conversation quite interesting with you guys because I saw your love languages mirrored in your friendship languages, apart from the physical stuff for all of us.
To me,
because if we touch,
yeah, we're not huggers, are we?
No, that's what's weird is like we're not.
Someone's crying, it's like, oh, pat, yeah. You're right.
I think we were sat next to each other the other week, and I like leant on you, and I was like,
is that too much touch for Larissa? Like, is that too much touch for us as friends? Like,
and I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't like flinch away now because then it's even more weird.
Yeah. It's fine because we're all the same.
It doesn't bother me. Like, it doesn't make me feel that something is lacking from our friendship.
No.
Again, right. Another article I read / video I watched. was like, no, the best of friends, the people that like
you don't
you'll talk to for hours, you'll do this, like, but God forbid they try and hug you. You're like, yeah, it's just nuts.
But here's something interesting. As someone in a relationship, do you, and you said that you and your husband have a different love language, do you try to communicate in his love language for him? Oh. You don't have to disclose what it is. All those gifts.
I'd say, I'm just going to be transparent. His is definitely physical touch, physical everything. But for me, I am
physical just everything.
Just full on.
Get off me.
Read the room, Mike. Do not touch me.
I don't know who wants his name out there.
I feel like everyone that knows me will.
it's not your other husband.
Oh, Bob. Stand down, Bob. For me, it's really hard because certain ones lead into another one. So I can't be doing physical touch if I don't feel like I'm unsupported and kind of there's no I don't know, emotional.
So the AI words did not lead to physical touch.
No, they did not.
But I think that's just a thing with women, is like men can be very much like physical without almost like an emotional connection.
Whereas detached.
That's the one. Whereas, I think...
I'd struggle.
Yeah, to be like I would. And hence where you get situationships.
but is like, that, because I feel like, is that then lacking... truly lacking the emotion, or is that like there's enough emotion that you feel like you're feeling a lot because you want more, and then
maybe
whoa.
Sidebar.
I can't say I've ever been in a situationship, so
well, aren't you lucky?
But
back to what I was saying, like, so you do try. I need it from you, like I need my love language from you first, almost.
I think with any relationship it's give and take.
Oh yeah,
and you learn, like, we have had couples counselling and we have, I think you have to work on it. And people change. Sure. Like, we've been together for like
17 years.
Yeah.
I think of the person that I was 17 years ago, like, I'm like, whoa, even I can't put up with that.
Yeah.
Let alone
since
my...
you're 18.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of maths there.
Yeah.
Quiet. Since we're 18. And I think you are so, I am so different. Like, I think back and I just like cringe. But the thread that's continued for me has been words of affirmation, writing letters. Like, we were like semi long distance, and then it's like, you know, the thread has continued. And but yeah, no, we've evolved and we now have two children, and I think that also changes things because you're kind of
now you want someone to be acts of service, like, did the fuck I'm washing up? You can put that washing on the maid, and I'm not gonna wash itself. You laugh because you know it's true.
It's so true.
It's always the truth that gets
but
you.
But if you
want to
put a love line, like a love note in your dirty laundry, that will help.
But
you're the
but
best
tell
babe.
Me, because I will end up putting it in the washing machine, and
I'm going to be annoyed at all the bits all over all the washing.
So funny.
We make us laugh.
Oh, it's so funny.
Park love language.
Yes. As good as it is.
Move on. 2 hours.
Good shit only. I'm like, I've gone lightheaded from all the laughter, to be fair.
Okay. Well, I've got one.
Go on.
You know, got my Tuesdays off. Had my second Tuesday off. Much better than the first.
Mm.
Went for a little walk around the town centre.
just to buy the girl some socks and just to get out. And it was that lovely day.
It was
lovely.
Nice day, yeah.
And my shorts on, you know.
Whoa, okay.
Shorts and jumper. Shorts and a jumper. Walked past the opticians. Some guy ran out and was just like, do you want a free eye test? I was like, you know what? I haven't had one in 3 years. They keep texting me, telling me I should go to Specsavers. I'll do them dirty and come here instead. So I got myself a free eye test.
Oh, nice.
Actually got a free pair of glasses.
Oh, love that.
And for what? Paid for some sunglasses.
How do you get a free pair of glasses?
Oh, well, that's my secret, isn't it?
Oh,
had to pay for the film that you put on Zap.
Oh, okay. Oh,
anti-glare.
Why don't they just put that on a standard?
Because they can charge you for it. Probably plus VAT.
Plus VAT. I feel like everything's going to be plus
VAT. Apparently they'll be ready in at 10 to 14 working days.
All right, so that's like 3 weeks.
Yeah, so yeah. I'll wait for that text if it ever comes or if I've been scammed, I don't know.
Oh, bloody hell.
But yeah, that I loved that.
I love that. Free eye test.
Yeah.
A win's a win.
A win is a win.
My good shit only of the week. I must have done loads of good things this week.
Well, maybe Larissa can go next. Well, I mean, I'm just going to take, it's a mundane one. I'm on top of my washing.
Oh, well done.
It is quite an achievement.
Snaps to you.
Oh. What is that?
I don't know where that's from.
I've got clean bedding and I've literally washed the towels, the bath mats. We're talking a full, you know,
reset.
Oh, like on top
reset,
of the washing.
Yeah.
Towels, bath mats, bedding, all the kids' like washing is up to date. And I'm just... And I think that's also because my eldest has had like a very good dry week potty training.
Okay.
So I've just been like, yes.
Not had to be soaking stuff every night.
No. So great. Oh, again, a win is a win for me.
A win is a win.
There you go.
Take it. At some point, could we have people send in some good
things?
Oh,
that'd be quite good. Yeah, because I evidently can never think of something good that's happened to
so
me.
So positive. We do this every day at work.
And we do it on a Saturday.
Once a week.
And I always just say my friends or my mum. I'm like,
Can I just suggest one for Charlotte?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
That she has been like a technical extraordinaire and put together freaking 3 microphones and all the mixers and everything to get us up and running, which has been incredible.
Actually, I'm taking that this week. That is good shit because there's not a Reddit thread I have not read on microphones. I can give you all the brands. I now like watch videos and I'm like, I know that one. Yeah.
Only bit I know now is condenser versus dynamic.
Oh. Welcome to dynamic. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give a shout out to like one of the regulars that comes into work. Like he's helped me out a lot with that.
Love that though. Networking.
Oh, you know, I'm not afraid to ask for help.
Different from when you arrived in Australia.
Oh yeah. When I was like, I'm so independent now. I'm like, help. Help.
Help. But look at this.
And now we're here.
Sound for you guys.
Yeah.
As in our listeners.
You can hit. You can
listen. I forget
listen
who you're
to
talking
us.
To. Yeah. I just think we're having fun here. In my living room.
Dying that people will listen to this.
We are. Like, it is wild to think, like, will people listen to this? If you've made it to this point, give yourself a snap.
What is it they do? What is it?
Who snaps? What? They snap because they don't want to clap. Why
isn't it
RuPaul?
Nails?
I don't know. Well, anyway, if anyone is listening and has got to this point, let us know.
Yeah.
What they think.
Don't know how you're letting us know
what their good stuff is.
I think you can comment on
can
a podcast.
You?
You can on Spotify.
Do we not need to get ourselves a little Insta?
Oh, we do.
And let us know what you want to see on it.
But
behind the scenes.
Or follow Charlotte. She's more into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't mind it.
Get the teasers out, Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put that in the...
Charlotte. Good
in the what?
Life.
Oh,
show notes.
Show notes.
Oh. I was thinking that's quite wordy, so that's a Larissa job.
Yeah.
Love my words.
Nice.
In all those love notes.
Waffly words, you're welcome.
Waffly words. Yeah, let's call it a day. Let's peace out.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Peace. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.